is Latrice Collins. I am so proud to be the president of The Career Brand and the host of the show, The Career Brand Blog Talk Radio. Well, as you know, The Career Brand focuses on how do we help you identify where you are right now, where you have strengths, where you have gaps, and then we help you build strategies for either marketing where you have strengths or improving where you have gaps. We have been participating in a three-part series that I'm adoring. It is all around women in leadership. And this one really plays to my heart because we have so many women out there who are striving to do everything they can to balance family and life and career and education and working hard to move into those next levels. And so this series has been dedicated to really helping you do three things. The first show focused on, let's stop and take a breath. So we call that first show, breathe. Just the thought of the show made me calm. So it's just to breathe. And we listed several things on our site. So if you want to go look at past episodes, you'll see where there's a lot of links that was given to us by our guest who's on today. To help us identify methods of how to do that most effectively. Then last week, Kathy helped us with preparing. So we've taken a breath now. So now how do we prepare ourselves? How do we put things in place so that we can become successful? And today is the final episode. And today's episode is SOAR. And so we're talking now about you got everything else in motion. Now click in, put your safety belt on so you can get prepared to really use that trajectory to move yourself up to the next level. So we're going to spend the next 30 minutes really helping you to know tips and techniques for soaring in your business. Today we have returning to us for the third time, Kathy Gooden-Mitchell. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Latrice. I am so excited about this third piece of our program, which is SOAR, and it's Call to Action.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kathy. Yet when Kathy told me about all the things that her organization does, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about her organization in just a moment after I give you some background on Kathy, but after she told me all the things that her organization did, I knew she would be perfect for having on the show. So for just to let you know a little bit about Kathy, and then I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about her organization. Kathy's functional experience includes human resource management, executive management coaching, employee relations, employee engagement, career transition coaching, talent acquisition management, which is what they call recruitment in the past, and training and development. So she has a true well-rounded experience in human resources to really be able to identify what are employers looking for to get to the next level. And she's been that ear to many of the executives and women and people across the board that are struggling with getting to the next level. So she hears it from different perspectives and has the tips and techniques of how to help us to get further. She also has her bachelor's and her master's degree from Purdue University, as well as Strategic HR Excellence Award 2015, Strategic Leader Nominee finalist. So I think that's really exciting that she's gotten to that level in the SHRM organization. And then she has contributions. She's a founder in the Executive Professional Women's Alliance. Love that organization. It's already grown to like 200-plus women. She's going to tell you a little bit about that in a minute. And she's a member of the Gulf Coast organization, excuse me. So welcome to the show. And Kathy, would you like to tell them a little bit more about the organization that you're leading?
Absolutely. The Executive Professional Women's Alliance, DFW, was started by me because I was looking for an organization that would promote women in leadership going forward. And I found a lot of groups out there that were social groups, or they were community action groups, or they were maybe specific into one niche of industry or profession. But there was nothing to bring all of us together that I could find. So I decided to start my own organization, and I've invited executives, professionals, women of all levels and all industries to come together, to work together, network together, and help each other to grow their careers and grow as individuals throughout the whole Metroplex. And it really is a passion of mine to bring these folks together. And we do. Three times a month, we come together, two times for transition meetings for helping those people who are in transition, and then a networking group to come together to have that one-on-one communication together and lift each other's spirits and actually do business together in some opportunities.
Yeah. What I really love about your organization, Kathy, is that you have finally tapped into an organization that helps women on every level. Because if you're a woman executive out there, you know that, one, it's you're few and far in between. So, you know, whether you're a vice president, senior vice president, executive vice president, or a C-level woman, you know that it's almost always just a small, tiny number of people at the table. And you have very few people who can relate with the struggles that's impacting you in that role in your company, as well as you have a unique balance that you have to face at home the higher you climb. And so I highly recommend anyone who is a woman one, but if you're also a woman in leadership, tap into Kathy's organization because it's there to really help kind of be a nice safe ground and a spot to bounce ideas off of and a network. Wonderful, wonderful organization to belong to. So that said, I wanted to make sure I get that out because we have so much to cover that we get excited, and this is the last show. And, Kathy, I didn't want us to miss making sure people knew about your organization. And at the end, you can find Kathy on LinkedIn. But at the end, we'll go through, again, if we have some time, on how specifically what groups to look for. So, Kathy, today's show is all about soaring. And what's beautiful is that it's soaring from a woman's with a woman in mind and from her perspective. So what kind of actions can women take to connect their, you know, their inherent abilities into being able to soar?
Sure. I have three things that I want women to think about. And we have certain abilities and talents as women, and we need to tap those and use them to our favor. And that is, first off, we are really people who stay current. We keep up with the fashion trends. We keep up with the news and things that's going on. I want us to expand that knowledge of currency to the business world. What's happening in the globe? What's happening in business? And how is that impacting the business that we are working in? Because if we understand what's happening in the world, then we have knowledge, and knowledge is power. So staying current, I believe, is just very, very inherent. The second thing is collaboration.
Kathy. Yes, sure. Hey, Kathy, before you move further on staying current, mm-hmm. just wanted to tell our listeners why that's important. Because what happens when things change in the world, it typically impacts our organization in some way. And so as we stay current, for instance, at one point when there was, if you all recall, when there was the incident with the airline going over to, that was shut down going over to a spot in the Middle East near India. When that happened years ago, we immediately, because our teams traveled to a place, we pulled up the map. Let me say, I pulled up the map. I saw that it was an area that the airspace is one that many of people in the organization I was working with goes over. So I immediately contacted the leaders to say, you know, is this impacting the routes that we take? Is this impacting the programs that we put out in these other countries? And they literally had to start just from that one question. They then reached out to their travel team, they reached out to the legal team, they reached out, they start identifying, are we going to freeze some levels of the programs we were putting out? And I say that because in one sense, it wasn't in the exact location that we do business, but when we looked at where the airlines travel over, it was impacted. Mm-hmm. So staying connected, to Kathy's point, on what's happening in the news helps you to see on a bigger picture and showcase yourself as a leader that sees that global things are impacting our organization. So you can always stay connected with your leadership team that way.
Absolutely. And not only just current events, think about stock markets. Think about those items that are being pushed in the marketplace. There's so many things that we stay current on. I just want us to expand that ability into the working world and the business world globally. I think it's
great. Especially with technology. You know, when there's the use of Apple, use of the social media. When things change, if your mind starts noticing those changes, those cutting edge things, and being able to showcase on how we can fit that with our business, especially if it's a low cost fit, wow. Then you also keep yourself looking very young, very cutting edge, right, and very with the time. So I think it's a really great point.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to rush through this really quick, Latrice, because there's so much here. I don't want to miss out, and we're definitely on limited time. So if you don't mind, can I just go ahead and just list these out real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay. The next one, as I mentioned, is collaboration. Women are communicators. We collaborate. And I want us to think about expanding that into working with influencers. You know, you don't always have to have the president or the CEO, but there are some informal influencers out there, people who are looked at with favor in organizations. You know, collaborate with them, become a true business partner, learn from them, and communicate well across the board. So collaboration, work at all levels together, and I think that that shows great leadership, you know, on our part when we can work with all levels across the board. Now, the next one is, real quick, is I believe that women are survivalists. And that means that we have this instinct of knowing what's safe and what isn't. And I've seen it so many times to where a woman would say, wait a minute, you know, I have a problem with this. And maybe the men in the group is saying, no, charge ahead. And a woman, you know, wanting to say, wait. And I don't want to put this in the light of always being the person to say stop, but I think that we do sometimes have that instinct of survival that needs to come forward, and that we can play a great part in business when we do speak up and say, well, let's talk a little bit more about this. Let's think about what the parameters are and what could happen. And sometimes the best leader is not the one charging, but the one saying, let's stay here and discuss it a little bit longer. Okay? All right. So hopefully, you know, everybody out there understands that there's so many opportunities that we have in leadership for our women executives, for our mid-management, even for someone who is, you know, on down the line, you know, maybe new out of college, trying to find that career path. You know, leadership can be done by anybody. It's not management. It is leadership. And then you're focusing not only on yourself, but you're focusing on others and how you can bring others along with you as you go forward.
Very nice. Because to your point, leadership connects to people. It is your ability to lead people, which doesn't mean management, because management really focuses on the ability to utilize people to complete tasks. Very different categories.
Absolutely.
What else do you think women can show, or how else can they show their leadership abilities?
Well, one thing I would want women to do, and that is be brave. It's a very important element of leadership, because sometimes it's the bravery, the courage to step up, say something that shows that leadership style and that leadership capability. And our desires in the planning and our blueprint of our career and in the implementation of what we do is very, very important, because sometimes opportunities knock, but sometimes we have to go out there and create them and make those opportunities happen. It's very, very important. And let me tell you a little story. When I graduated from graduate school, my dad, he was so proud of me, And he gave me a big hug, and he whispers in my ear, "You have the education, now go out and be brave, conquer the world." I thought that was a really interesting thing for my dad to say to me, that, you know, he didn't give me any other advice. He just said, be brave. And I think that women today need to be brave in everything we do in business, because there's no room for someone to be shy. There's no room for someone to be, hiding. If you want to be a leader, and women out there who are leaders, they are on the forefront, they are brave, and they step up. A couple other points I want to say is be bold in what you want, in your expectations, and expect the best of everything that you want. You can find favor. You can find a positive outcome. You just have to sometimes be bold, and sometimes you have to be tenacious, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of no out there. There's mm-hmm. a lot of negative.
Mm-hmm.
And those no's just keep coming. And you have to really sink your teeth into it. You have to be tenacious in what you're planning and where you're going. And then I know people won't believe this, but I encourage people to think out of their own box and get a mentor who's going to think differently than you. Now, who mm-hmm. is that? That's somebody who is a man. And it also could be even a millennial. You know, we talk about staying current. And I think these young people coming out of college, we can partner with these kids. We can bring them along, but we can also learn from them. If we don't understand how the millennials are thinking, if we don't understand how men think, then, you know, it's really hard for us to go out and, you know, understand what's happening. And if we can't understand them, then they don't want to partner with us. They don't want to work with us. So it's just mm-hmm. that the next step is learn from others and be a partner with these major influencing people.
Right. And a big thing, Kathy, when we talk about partner, and this is so key, that sometimes women are so conditioned to multitasking and taking care of people that we unintentionally, even as leaders, treat the people that you're working with like they're your kids. And many women very proudly say, these are my kids. Well, what happens when you all of a sudden slot yourself into that category? While you might get respect from people because they do look at you as the mother type, you're not going to necessarily get the positions or the cutting edge roles that you mm-hmm. could qualify for and could do, because you've slotted yourself not as a partner and a peer or a connection with them. You've positioned yourself as a parent, you know, no, no, yes, yes kind of person over them. So really mm-hmm. key, everybody, when Kathy's saying partnering, listen closely to that, right? And it doesn't mm-hmm. mean from a mentor perspective, Kathy certainly isn't saying not to ever choose women. But what she's saying is, if you already have a strong network with women, you have to be able to find a way to think out the box and to think the way other people think. So getting a man, absolutely important, because you got to be able to hear them, as well as millennials.
Mm-hmm.
I think
absolutely.
The other thing is to find the, Kathy, tell me if you agree, that when you do get them, find the positives of how they think instead of ridiculing in your head how they're different.
Mm-hmm. Different is not wrong. Sometimes
exactly.
we can learn the most from the people who are most different from us. And there is mm-hmm. nothing wrong with learning some new skills, some new abilities, and understanding that thinking process, because mm-hmm. we have to do business. We're a good chunk of the population in the workforce, but those people who are males specifically, they've been in the workforce longer than we have. And they sometimes rise above us, but we have to learn what they're doing and how they're rising and what they're thinking and how they're thinking in order for us to also work with them as a partner.
Right. One recommendation yep. I would have for women in this section is, you know, we have a new tool that we're launching in about a week and a half or 2 weeks. And that tool is called thecareerbrand360.com. So if you go to thecareerbrand360.com, you can get on the mailing list so you'll be notified when it launches. Well, the reason
mm-hmm.
I'm talking
yep.
about that tool, it that tool allows you to ask people to evaluate you, and you'll be able to see how they see your brand, right? And so
Yes.
it would be great if, for instance, to Kathy's point and how she's recommending, let's say you want men as mentors, what if you only had the men that you respect who are in positions of authority, if only they evaluated you? So, because you have an option of who to select to evaluate you, you would be able to see how all these men who have the power to promote you, right, and who knows you well and you respect them, how they all see you, what they see as your weaknesses, what they see as your strengths. That would be powerful information to help you know what to refine, and then taking that and going to the mentor and saying, how do I work on these?
Absolutely. That is a fantastic tool that you have. And I do want to make a comment related to this, is that if you want to be seen as a leader, perception is everything. And you have to be realistic in that perception. So this tool will give you that reality check. But 97% of our of what people see, okay, I mean, you take the nonverbal and the verbal, that's what I'm trying to say. 97% is nonverbal. So how you act, how you talk, how you is always impacting your brand or your image. And you have to think, walk, and talk like a leader for people to see you as a leader. But you also have to be very realistic, and this tool absolutely helps you to do that. And one other thing I think that we have to do when we're talking about leadership is that we have to align our value proposition with the business needs of the organization. We cannot be blind to, what the business needs, because that leadership capability, and if we can relate that business need and how we can fit that pain point and correct that pain point as a leader, then we have opportunity to be seen as a leader even more. But business today is all about what you can do now for me versus what you did before. And this is another point I want to make real quick, and that is women need to start talking about their value proposition going forward and stop looking at what they have done in the past, because
Oh,
it
yes.
is what you can do for me today and tomorrow, not what you did for me last week. And
When I got to
we
say that
really,
was good, Kathy, that one's powerful for men and women. That one's huge for men and women, that they have to get out of what they did yesterday.
absolutely, because everything's about what's new, what's coming. And if you want to be seen as a visionary, if you want to be seen as a person who is driving the organization, then you have to know what's coming. You have to be aware, and you have to be able to say how you're going to fill that need when it's happening.
Okay, we only have about 4 minutes or so left, Kathy, and I'm going to ask you this last question to make sure we get this in. So, guys, if anybody's listening and really want to re-listen to the show, you can always go into the archives and hear this wonderful information. Kathy, what is the single most important thing a woman needs to know about leadership expectations today?
The number one word today in business is why. And it's the best word, I think, for people to focus on. Today's organizations are talking about it. They all want to know why this and why that. You have to know the why that impacts your business or industry today to be seen as the leader. And if you can't answer the word why, you will need to go back. You'll need to go back to the drawing board, work on your preparation, and readjust your blueprint. Because if you can't answer that why, they don't want to look at you with favor. So do some homework and figure those out in whatever business you're in, whatever industry you're in. Why? Why is that business relevant? Why should they have you in that role as a leader? Answer those questions, okay, and then go from there.
And just to give you all a little flavor around the why, when you're in a leadership role, and this is, I tell you, Kathy, I have mentored and coached my share of people who get stuck right here because they're so locked into their own way of thinking that they cannot or will not see the perspective of what's important to that business leader. So When Kathy's describing why, when it comes to the business side, to anyone supporting the actual business side, right? You have to figure out why is this, whatever they're doing, critical for how they make money, for how they stay in compliance, for how they maintain their controls, for how it impacts their customer base, right? So everything that is going on, there's a reason why they normally will either push back on something that is something you're trying to get them to do, or a reason they're pushing for something they want. And so to Kathy's point, it's a phenomenal tool to be able to turn around and say to them, could you describe for me why you feel this is inappropriate at this time? Or why you would like to move into this other direction at this other time? And write down what they say. Don't question it. Don't push it back too soon. Write it down first. Digest what they're saying until you can understand their shoes, what they're saying. Then you can start deep dive in a conversation about either how to tweak your idea, how to move forward with your idea at a later date, or how your idea is going to help them, or maybe they're right, it's going to harm. So it's not the right thing to do at the time. What's an alternative? That why is the key to them seeing you as a partner or just seeing you as an administrative person supporting their organization. Did you
Absolutely.
agree with that?
I agree
So,
with
Kathy,
you.
we have a few moments left. So we have about 2 minutes left. So can you share with us, this has been so fantastic on being able to really identify tools and actionable items they can do to breathe, to prepare, and now to soar in their career. So is there anything else you would like to share with the group on how either they can contact you or any closing remarks?
Absolutely. Well, I've really been very, very pleased to have this opportunity to talk with your audience, and I hope that they've gotten a lot out of this that they can take forward in their careers. They can reach me at LinkedIn. I do have an open account. I also have the Executive Professional Women's Alliance on LinkedIn groups as well as Yahoo groups, and they're welcome to join there. I will ask everybody, check your frequency when you get emails from that, any of the groups, because you have to select how frequently you want that message to come through, or it defaults to none. So we do have some issues with that on group notices. So if you want those emails, be sure to check that frequency. And we look forward to hopefully having more opportunity to serve our audience in the future.
I absolutely expect to have Kathy back in the future, especially because I know next year she has a special event that's going to be place next year. So, Kathy, you've got about 30 seconds left before I close out with Career Brand Things. So, describe a little bit for them, because I think this will also add people to the mailing list to get notified of when your event happens year. Can you tell them a little bit about your vision for that?
Absolutely. In May of 2016, we are planning a women's symposium, and we will be focusing on, again, why women's leadership. So we look forward to having a lot of discussion around women in leadership on the multiple levels.
Fantastic. And again, if you want information around career branding or the career brand is really focusing on helping you identify you. This is not just conceptual. Every tool, every book, and every workshop that we have has been crafted so that you can see yourself. You can see your strengths and you can see your blind spots. So if you want to be added to our mailing list, go to thecareerbrand.com. Or go to thecareerbrand360.com. And in both cases, you can go in, especially to learn about our new tools that are coming up, because those are dynamic, where you get to see how people see your judgment. How do they see your work knowledge, your business knowledge? How do other people see your charisma? Do they see that you have good service quality? Do they see that you have strong impact on and perseverance? These are critical to your success. I'm Latrice Collins, and thank you so much for sharing the show with us this session. We'd love to talk to you soon and continue to help you to grow. Until next time, take care. Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
Bye.